This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a growing need for more early childhood educators across Victoria, and it turns out people from multicultural backgrounds are exactly who the sector is looking for. And today we're joined by Charles Hsu, Diverse Director at OMD, to talk about why early childhood education could be a fantastic career choice for multicultural communities, and to share some details of an upcoming Shaping Futures Expo, which is free. Charles, thanks for joining us on Drive.
Hi, Warren. Nice to be joining you.
What is early childhood education exactly?
Oh, that's a great question. I think there's a bit of misconception going on. People often think that it's just babysitting or childcare. But early childhood education is so much more than that. It's about teaching, guiding, and inspiring kids to learn through play, helping them learn social skills, emotional development, language, all that good stuff. And we're talking about qualified professionals here, so kindergarten teachers or educators. And these people set the foundation for a child's lifelong learning journey. And let's be real, anyone who can keep a room full of, you know, 2, 3, 4-year-olds entertained deserves a big medal.
Oh, I agree. I mentioned in the introduction, Charles, that people with from multicultural communities are exactly what the sector's looking for at the moment. So why is early childhood education such a great career choice, especially for people from multicultural backgrounds?
Yes, of course. I think because your culture, your language, and your lived experience are superpowers in this space, because you'll be helping to shape children's future from a very young age, and more importantly, children from multicultural families thrive when they see themselves reflected in their educators. It makes them feel safe and proud. And it's not just about the kids. You're also supporting families who might be new to Australia, navigating the system, a different system, a different language, or just trying to find the sense of belonging.
Go ahead, please, Charles.
No, I think that just makes a real difference. Yeah. So
let's talk about, if someone's listening and they're thinking, you know what, I this sounds really interesting. What are some of the most rewarding parts of working in early childhood education for people from multicultural backgrounds? What do you reckon?
How much time do we have?
The microphone's yours.
I'll be short. Okay, I'll be short, I promise. I think, first of all, you get to help shape little minds and give kids from all backgrounds a better start in life. You also get to bring your whole self to work. You know, your culture, your lived experience, they're all such valuable assets. And you also become a role model because kids look up to you and you're showing them that being your true self is amazing. And I think that's just the best feeling. And on top of that, we really need to increase the workforce representation from all communities. So whether you're from multicultural communities, First Nations community, the queer community, we want you to consider this great career path. I mean, nothing beats the feeling of being a part of kids' growth journey, also building an exclusive future for all of us, really.
If you've just joined us, we're chatting with Charles Hsu, Diverse Director at OMD, about why early childhood education is such a powerful career pathway for people from multicultural backgrounds. Charles, tell us about the Shaping Futures Expo and what people can expect.
Great question. Love that. So this is an event initiative by the Department of Education Victoria and brought to life by a lot of people, especially by Culture Spring, which is a youth-led social enterprise powered by Centre for Multicultural Youth. I mean, I'm biased, but it's going to be such a good vibe. It's free, family-friendly. It is designed especially for people from multicultural backgrounds who want to explore a career in early childhood education. You'll get to meet educators who've done the journey themselves before. We've also got some training providers that you can chat to about study options. And of course, expect to hear some inspiring stories. Also, more importantly, there's free food. Yes, and a play area for kids. So you have plenty of time to just wander around, have a chat to people and see what feels right for you. There's absolutely no pressure and everyone's welcome.
So you don't have to necessarily be from a multicultural background to attend?
No, not at all. I mean, this event is super inclusive, so everyone's welcome. We've made sure that it's culturally safe and accessible for multicultural people or communities. Mm-hmm. But if you're just interested in early childhood education, no matter what your background is, please come along. You're very welcome.
You know what I love about this, as I think about, my career, you know, there's times where you think, oh, I just want to change career. I want a different job. Not now. Mm-hmm. I love what I do in radio. But there have been times where I've thought, this is a great opportunity, isn't it, for someone who perhaps thinks, you know what, I've got this background. I would love to work with kids. This is such a good opportunity to go along.
Yeah, so you'll become a Mr. Andrew as a kid. I mean, such a good question. I mean, there's so many options. The degrees or certificates you can study. You can study part-time, full-time, or even online. There are also some foundational courses you can study before you enroll into UDIS or TAFE. I mean, a lot of people in this sector are juggling work and family, so the pathways are designed to be flexible. So come to the event and you can chat with providers to see what suits you the best.
What advice do you have for someone from a multicultural background who perhaps is interested in early childhood education but isn't mm-hmm. sure where to start?
Yeah, I mean, just like anything else in life, take the first step, even if you don't have everything figured out. You don't need a perfect plan. You just need a little bit of curiosity. So again, come to the expo, have a chat, meet some people. You might just be surprised how many doors will open once you start asking questions. And again, we need more people like you in this sector. So please don't count yourself out.
And Charles, of course, get the food as well. The biggest question of all, when and where is it happening and how can we register?
Yes, it's all happening on this Saturday, the 14th of June, from 11 a.m. onwards at the Jering Flemington Hub, also known as the Flemington Community Centre. The address is 25 Mount Alexander Road, Flemington. It's super close to public transport. I mean, I think 2-minute walk from Flemington Bridge train station or just 1-minute walk from, I think, the number 59 tram. So you can book your spot on Eventbrite. So just go to Eventbrite, search for Shaping Futures Expo. But honestly, if you feel like it, just rock up on the day and you'll be more than welcome.
Charles, so good to chat with you. Thanks for joining us on Drive today.
Thanks, Lauren. Thanks for having me.
That is Charles Hsu, the Diverse Director at OMD. So it's called the Shaping Futures Expo.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.